Twins win last night. Nice win over Pittsburgh. Let's head to the guy that knows all about that. That's Mike Max here on WCCO. Maxie, this morning the Twins are probably, what, the only 10-win team in Major League Baseball. I'd have to double-check that. I haven't seen the numbers this morning, but pretty impressive.
Yeah, they passed the Yankees. I don't know if the Yankees got 10 wins or not, but they passed them for the best record. I know the Yankees got beat yesterday in the American League. Yeah, 10-2, that's rare air, man, in baseball where it's so easy to lose games because no matter how good you are, things happen. And you know, the one surprising thing has been how dominant their pitching has been. And, you know, granted, Pittsburgh's not a great hitting team. And, you know, you go down, they haven't played some of the, you know, the teams are really scary, the Yankees being at the top of that list. But they have really had this formula down where, you know, hey, get our starting pitchers, give us five, maybe six innings at the most. If it's going well, take it from there with the bullpen. You know, bring in Tyler Clipper, Tyler Duffy. I mean, they have a lot of arms coming out of that bullpen. And Alcala pitched last night in the ninth, gave up a couple of runs. They afforded that opportunity, same with Caleb Theobald the day before, to let them pitch as well and get them in. And Taylor Rogers hasn't even pitched for a few days, and he's your kind of your closer. So they really have set themselves up in terms of what they want to do, but they have executed it with their pitching staff like I've never seen before. I've never seen a team that's sustained that many injuries in the starting rotation and just don't miss a beat. The bullpen game, you have just as much confidence as when they have a starter running out there right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Today, 12 o'clock pregame, 12:35, we'll have the game for you against Pittsburgh again today. Twins 10-2. I see the Cubs have won 10 as well. So the top 20 teams here in baseball on both sides. Also, Maxie, the Lynx won last night.
They won easily against the New York Liberty. And Carlton had an unbelievable game, 25 points. But they the Liberty was – both teams kind of beat up. Sylvia Falls didn't play because she has an injured calf. And you thought that could be a difference maker, but it wasn't. It was close for a while. Amanda Zawibe plays for New York. She's the former Gopher. And she played well early in the game there. Had some nice moves and a couple of nice hoops. But eventually the Lynx took over and really had some pretty plays in terms of setting things up. Lexi Brown is developing in front of our eyes. And Crystal Dangerfield. So, yeah, they've had a nice run down there in Florida.
Yeah, the Wild play today, Mike.
Yes, Vancouver, and a big game because, you know, obviously anytime you're 1-1 in the best five series, big advantage to the winner. But they, you know, they won the first game, were impressive. The last game they played catch up the whole time. They got into a lot of chippiness and talking to the referees and things that it don't bode well when you're trying to come back and win a game. And they kind of fell into that trap the last game. And I know Dean Evason was not happy about that part of it. Fiala, the other problem is Fiala's played very well for him. He's got three goals in two games. But they need more offense from more people. And as good as Fiala's been, and he may be on the cusp of being a special player in this league, you know, the Zach Parises, you know the names, Eric Staal, those guys got to step up, and they had to get more point production out of those guys to win this series probably. Vancouver was interesting. Brock Besser out of Burnsville had a goal the other day, and he's become a great player up there, of course, and great story. He's worked hard, and his father's influence in his life, and Ben Hankinson represents him. I've watched Brock work out at one of the local dryland training centers, and he gets after it pretty good. He's an easy kid to root for.
Yeah, nice kid too. And then the MLS have the semifinal with United playing tonight.
Yeah,
at 7
knockout
o'clock.
Round tonight. Yeah. Yeah,
what are you gonna?
You know, it's amazing what a busy sports day it is, even though you can't watch any of these things live and in person.
Yeah, it is. What are you gonna do on the show tonight?
Gonna visit with Brian Sanifer. He runs a grassroots basketball program out of St. Paul, which is getting pretty interesting. They produce Jalen Suggs, and they got Chet Holmgren in there. And there's a lot of talk now that, you know, what's the upside to these kids, the high end ones, going to college and playing. If you're going to play in front of half-empty arenas in an uncertain situation. And so I'm going to talk to him about that because Holmgren and Suggs would fit that profile of guys that, you know, they may just be better off playing in a minor league and trying to work their way to the NBA.
I look forward to hearing you tonight, Max, and watching you on Channel 4 TV, too.
Good to have you back, my friend.
Same here, Max. Good to be back. Mike Max, WCCO on the Morning News. We're going to head out to Sturgis coming up in a few minutes.